Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We continue on with the Braves. Might even sprinkle in a little Hawks with our next guest, Jerome Jurenovich. Bally Sports, you see him on the Braves and the Hawks telecast, and he joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Jerome, always appreciate a couple of minutes. How are you, sir?
I'm hanging in there. How you guys doing? Everybody okay?
We are doing good. Let's start with the Braves. A lot of things to get into. Last night, a rough one. Felt like we had it in the bag, and we let the Rays sneak out the back door at the last moment. When you look at what's ahead for this team, with Tampa, San Diego, Philly, and the Mets, nine games on the road with those two division games, does it feel like this is kind of the last stand, like the season kind of hangs in the balance over these next 12 days?
And don't forget about the Brewers. They come home to play the Brewers right after that Mets series. So
true.
These next 2 weeks are it. Look, it is make or break time. And unfortunately, the Braves do not have a winning record against teams above 500. I know we don't pay attention to the Central all that much, but the Brewers did have multiple All-Stars, and they're beginning to pull away in first place in the Central. So, look, we got the Padres right after the Rays. If they don't really have a winning next 2 weeks, they're going to become sellers. They're going to have to. Now, we've got Peterson last night, picked up Vogt today. We're going through this endless carousel of catchers here. Mm-hmm. Until Darno comes back. And there's no guarantee that when Darno does return, he is going to be able to hit like he did last year. Because let's face it, when you tear up your thumb, that's your grip on the bat. So he is a big question mark. He's going to be good. He's a good catcher. But is he going to be able to hit, especially those clutch hits that he delivered in 2020? We'll just have to wait and see. But let's be honest. Let's be realistic. Look, I want them to win as much as you do, as much as all your listeners do. I want them to win that division. I want them to go deep in the playoffs. I want them to get that extra game. But let's face it, without Acuna, it is a tremendous uphill battle. You can't expect Freddie to get four hits and a home run every night. It's just not going to happen. And with all of these quality teams, Philly still thinks they have a shot at it. And they do, really, because the Mets, even though they're in first, they're not pulling away. So it's truly anybody's division. We've been saying that since April, though. And, boy, I'll tell you, other than re-signing Freddie, if we don't make hay here in the next 2 weeks, at least pull to within a game of New York, if not catch New York, if we fall eight or nine back, you got to sell. You have to sell for the future of the franchise. At least that's the way I look at it.
Pretty interesting, because we just played a clip of Alex last segment saying, look, there's still opportunity in this division, which is why we were buyers going out and get Jock Peterson and Stephen Vogt. But you're saying that if things don't go well over the next 2 weeks, now all of a sudden you do become a seller, which I find interesting after being a buyer twice in the last 3 days. When you say seller, is there a contract or a guy that comes to mind that if this thing is over, that you're shipping off?
Well, I don't really want to get into specific names, but I'll just throw one out at you. How about that? Everybody mm-hmm. wants starting pitching, everybody wants relieving, and everybody wants a power bat.
Right.
Well, we don't have a power bat to give, so we don't have a power bat, okay? And you look at it, and although he is very cost-effective, Smiley would be very appealing to a couple of teams going down the stretch. Mm-hmm. I don't think you want to give up on Charlie Morton, but he may bring a tremendous return. Now, you can't even consider either one of those two guys unless you are out of it, unless you are done. The fact that the Mets can't seem to do anything except tread water is the only reason why the Phillies and the Braves still realistically think we have a shot at it. And realistically, we do. I mean, we're four back. The Mets lost again last night. They just can't seem to get their act together. We have excuses. We've been playing basically without three of our top four guys in the lineup for most of this season. We've lost Acuna now for the rest of the year. Darnell hasn't come back. Ozuna's gone, and he's probably going to be gone for a year if MLB does what it traditionally does in those domestic violence situations, whether it's right or wrong. The guy usually sits anywhere from 1,500 to a full season. So you look at what the Braves have been able to do without two of their top four, and now without their, in my opinion, best player for the rest of the year. It's going to be really difficult. So look at also who we picked up. I like the addition of Jock Peterson. He's probably going to platoon in right field. He's a career 230 hitter. That's what he's hitting this year. He is going to give you what the back of his baseball card says. And that's good. It's not Acuna. Nobody is, except Tatis. I mean, nobody is. So you're not going to be able to replace Ronald. But look, we are in desperate need of bullpen help. Desperate need of bullpen help. Do we mortgage the future to get Kimbrel? I mean, do we do that? Real? I mean, I don't think Chris Bryant's the answer. He's a free agent. We saw what happened with Teixeira. You bring these guys in, and then if you lose them, you lost everybody you gave up and the guy.
Right.
And I believe in my heart of hearts, there's no way they let Freddie Freeman walk. There is just no way they get rid of Freddie Freeman. So why would you even bring Bryant on at this point? He would cost an arm and a leg. Kimbrel would too, but at least realistically, that is a glaring need. So if you think about it, look at our outfield right now. Is that the type of outfield that is going to not only win a division, but take you deep in the playoffs? I mean, we got El Monte, Heredia, and Arcia. And look, Heredia has done a remarkable job out there considering the circumstances. Arcia has been a pleasant surprise, exceeded expectations. We knew he was a good major leaguer, never really played the outfield. Mm-hmm. So he's playing good left field. He's playing very well defensively, and he's hitting the ball, timely hits. But are any of those three guys the kind that's going to carry you through a playoff series in the postseason? And the answer, obviously, is no. Even if Peterson out there, I don't see it. So you need a big bat. You definitely need bullpen help. I don't care if it's a middle reliever. You need some help out there. What we saw last night, we just can't have it. We just can't have it anymore. Come on. You score six runs. You got a two-run lead going into the eighth. You got to lock that down.
Yep. No doubt about it.
And it's frustrating for these guys. You know, it's just at some point, I mean, Freddie said it best in the postseason, but we're doing everything in our power to make Alex go out and keep adding. Mm-hmm. And he's doing it, as you saw. But his hands are also tied because right now everybody's at a premium price. So what are you going to give up to get a big bat or a big reliever in here? And right now the prices are too high. They're just too high. But at the end of July, will we even be in a position to need it? So I think the next 12 days here, next 12 games or so, are really going to go a long way to decide what he is going to do.
Jerome Jurenovich joining us here, Bally Sports, Braves and Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's actually get to the Hawks. We opened up the show talking about Trey, his Twitter post with the Isaiah Thomas video, and the Olympic snub. It feels like to me, definitely was a snub, but I think about it from a Hawks perspective and a selfish standpoint. I'm thinking, okay, he's not going to represent our country. That's fine. I want him rested up and feeling healthy for when this thing gets going again in October. What was your read on that?
Nick, you and I are on the same page.
Okay.
Look, God bless America. I want us to win gold, as much as anybody. I actually am so old, I went to the 76 Olympics and watched and got in on a scalper ticket for $40, which back then was like $400 now, and watched us beat Team Yugoslavia to win the gold. Because if you remember history, we lost the gold in that controversial play 4 years earlier. So it was great watching Phil Ford and these guys. It was amazing. I'm a huge Olympic basketball fan. But at the same time, look, this team had a long run. And Trey is not as talented as he is, as exciting as he is. He doesn't have the physical stature of a guy that can go out there and take a beating like that for 10 months a year. Mm-hmm. I want him well rested for game one coming up next season. And it's not going to be at the end of December again. It's going to go back to normal. So I'm with you. As much as it would be a great compliment to him and a great feather in his cap, I selfishly don't want him out there either. I want him ready to go. Now, he got snubbed for the All-Star game. He feels he's been snubbed for the Olympics, and possibly he has. But I'm right with you. I want the Hawks to win. I think these guys can win gold without him, so I'm not worried about it. So, mm-hmm. But at the same time, as a Hawks fan, I want Trey 100% well-rested and ready to go and take us even deeper.
Final one for you. It's the $100-plus million question. It's the future of John Collins. You know, I've been reading some rumblings that Dallas is sniffing around, San Antonio would have interest, perhaps even Miami. When all the dust settles, do you think John's going to be back here on a max or close to it, or do you think he's played his last game as a Hawk?
I think he's back, and I'm saying that with my heart.
Okay.
First of all, I think from just a business perspective, I think the Hawks would be making a huge mistake letting him go. I think you would be taking two steps back instead of one step forward. He's a very unique talent. There aren't too many guys like him in the NBA. His athleticism at that position is phenomenal. He showed the world that he's willing to take a lesser role for the betterment of the team. It shows you all you need to know about his character in that locker room and on the floor. He's an extreme talent. And who do we have to replace him? Now, a lot of NBA fans sit there and it blows their mind when they hear the term max contract. Well, max contract doesn't mean you're the best player at that position. It just means that you just happen to be available at a time, as far as service time is considered, where you're one of the better players and you need to get paid. Now, they already offered him $90 million and he said no, so they're going to have to up that offer. I have no problem with them paying him a max contract. The problem with these young teams, where everyone's young, they're all going to come due at the same time. At that point, it at least buys you a year or two to see how far Cam Reddish has improved. And then you make a difficult decision. Do we let Bogey go? Do we let Reddish go? Do we let Herter go? But I truly think that you have got to keep Trey and John Collins together and keep Capella for a couple years as well. That is the nucleus of the team in my eyes. Bogey is irreplaceable for the next season. But after that, maybe Cam will have developed into the shooter that everyone expects him to be. But as right now, he's not. I mean, he opened a lot of eyes in the playoffs, but that's a very, very, very small sample size. So I think you got to get JC the money. I hope they do. As a fan, I want him back. But also as somebody that follows the team, I don't know where you're going to go out and replace him. I really don't see anybody out there that you're able to do. You surely can't do with anybody you already have in a contract.
Yep. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome on Sports. It's Jerome Jurenovich from Bally Sports. Great stuff as always, Jerome. Thank you for the time.
Hey, Nick, it's my pleasure. Look at it this way. Yeah. It's not my money, so I say spend it and get everybody you can.
You're damn right.
All right, buddy.
I appreciate it. There he is.
You have an enjoyable Saturday night.
You too. Thanks for the time.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.